WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Moving 8 days ahead of its regular schedule, the Bryan City Council this morning considers final action on two matters that have received public comment. One is new restrictions on payday lenders, where last week a trade group spokesman asked the council to delay action until new federal regulations are finalized. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton says those in need of short-term borrowing can go to 10 different financial institutions.
And before we had that in place, I really didn't think it was such a good idea to try to regulate or change any of the access that they had to payday loans and that sort of thing. But now that we have this in place, I think it's time that we as a city council enact this ordinance.
The council is also scheduled to vote on changes to its regulations of wrecker companies when it comes to non-consent tows.
Non-consent tows are just for those that, if you're in an accident and we have to call someone on site, they take care of that.
Mayor Jason Byinski says the council has tried to strike a balance of allowing as many companies to stay in business while protecting vehicle owners. If you want to vote in the March 4th primary, the registration deadline is today. Brazos County Voter Registrar Christy Rose says that includes those who have changed their address or, for whatever reason, they did not get their new registration card.
We have received somewhere in the neighborhood of, I want to say, about 10,000 of those back. We have sent out letters to all of those people asking for corrections so we can make sure that these people are not on the suspense list and do have all of their information correct.
Early voting starts the 18th. In Northgate, there was a case of road rage at the parking garage. According to the arrest report, a Camaro was stopped and was blocking other vehicles from leaving the garage. When the other motorists started honking their horns, the driver of the Camaro, 23-year-old Joshua Stone of Rockwall, got out and verbally confronted the other drivers. Stone returned to his car but didn't pull away. The horn honking resumed, then Stone is accused of getting out again, this time pointing a handgun. An off-duty constable then detained Stone until police arrived and made the arrest. A College Station policeman pulling over an SUV for stopping over the line at a traffic signal resulted in a significant drug bust.
And as a result of his on-scene investigation, he was able to recover a substantial amount of high-grade marijuana, total weight of which was almost 4 pounds.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says in addition to the marijuana, with a street value of $13,000, officers also seized $2,000 in cash. An unconscious Doberman is rescued from a house fire in College Station Friday afternoon. Spokesman Bart Humphreys says this was on Hartford Drive, west of Creekview School.
A neighbor was out and said that none of the occupants were at home, but there may be a large Doberman inside, but don't worry, he's friendly. By the time we were loading the dog into the animal control truck, it was starting to regain consciousness.
The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 35 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Every road has its beginning, and this year, the road to the women's Final Four begins in College Station, Texas. Yeah!
Be a part of all the action. Watch as the big shots fall like rain.
Nails the three.
Experience it live at the first two rounds of the 2014 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena. Affordable tickets available. Be a part of March Madness. Visit ncaa.com/tickets.
7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Cloudy and cool for today. Temperatures only getting up to about 45 to 50 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a good deal of cloudiness across the region for tonight. May see some showers arrive late. Lows will drop down to about 40 to 45. The outlook for tomorrow, any showers will taper off during the morning. Some clearing possible in the afternoon, 60 to 65. It should be sunny, breezy, and cool for Wednesday, a high of 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. Of course, the Super Bowl was last night. We'll get you filled in on who did what, when, and why. Also, men's and women's basketball, high school hoops, and more. All with sports here at about 7:52 or so.
There you go. We'll talk Super Bowl ads here in a little while. It's 7:11. You know, what got lost so much in the shuffle was the fact that Groundhog Day. I mean, we had Groundhog Day, which was a big deal, you know?
Yeah, right. And Bill de Blasio dropping said
that's
Groundhog.
Exactly right. You know, we hear about Punxsutawney Phil, but there's Staten Island Chuck, who they have there so that people don't have to watch Punxsutawney Phil. And they figure we're New York City, we should have our own.
Certainly.
Apparently, the groundhog wriggled its way out of the mayor's hands, plopped to the ground during the publicly, I guess, videoed event, right? I guess there are pictures and videos of it all over the place. He landed in an enclosure, so he didn't escape. Because, you know, again, I don't think that groundhogs are really pleasant animals. Whistle pigs, as I liked. I really liked the name of that. That was kind of fun. He wore thick safety gloves so that nothing happened to him, which is good. I don't know if you know, Mayor Bloomberg was actually bitten during the photo op a few years ago. Because, again, they're not happy. Some of the people.
Would you be?
No. Some of the people booed when Chuck predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Well, did anybody boo when the mayor dropped him? Come on.
Communist.
Yeah, really. Equal booing here. So now officially what happened? We get another 6 weeks from Gobbler's Knob, too. Is that right?
You saw that is shadow? Correct, yes.
Okay, so there we are.
I heard several recommend barbecuing.
Okay, yeah. Any of that? If that would help. Not exactly sure. But that's fine. We'll see what happens. The National Weather Service issued storm warnings for 6 states yesterday, by the way. So we'll see what happens. What did we decide? He's about 2 points more accurate than the National Weather Service. Go with it however you want. So it turns out that this, you know, we're talking about food stamps being cut. They're passing legislation to do that. And on Friday, Walmart said that cuts going into effect on November the 1st in the food stamps hurt its bottom line in the fourth quarter. The expiration of food stamps increased during the recession, saved the government $5 billion, but it cut down on the amount that families were able to spend at the big retailers like Walmart. There may be more challenges ahead for the company as a new farm bill, of course, as we mentioned, reached last week, $8 billion more cut in food stamps. And again, we had the story last week of the newspaper in North Dakota, I think it was, that actually wants to get the numbers for individual retailers. How much money do they make off of the food stamps? Because, again, if you factor that in, your corner grocery-torium pretty much counting on an X number of people having food stamps. And that number goes down, so do their numbers. So we'll see how that impacts the rest of us who may not be getting food stamps. And while we're talking about charity and the Super Bowl, the NFL would like for you to think that they are a helping, caring neighbor. The Denver Broncos and Seattle Seahawks are each worth $1 billion or so, probably north of that. They're owned by philanthropic billionaires who personally are very charitable. But the teams themselves, not so much. The Denver Broncos charities, according to the federal tax filing, managed to give away $145,000 in 2012, which is down from last year's $247,000.
I wonder, though, how much, and I'm not trying to defend anybody.
I understand.
But how much of that is, you know, you send a player out to go do something to help raise funds?
Sure.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. This is yeah, like the checks they cut.
Probably. Right. So, the guy that's donating his time that's worth, $500 an hour or whatever, that doesn't get counted.
They don't get to count that. And they don't get to count that on their taxes. The Seattle Seahawks Charitable Foundation, which is, by the way, managed by Lynn Allen, who's the sister of Paul Allen, who, is the other guy at Microsoft. Okay, we always hear about Mr. Gates. Well, Paul Allen's just about as wealthy as he is. Anyhow, Seattle Seahawks, for their part, gave $170,000. Now, quickly, it should be added that Paul Allen himself has a $300 million personal foundation that does other stuff. But anyhow, Broncos and the Seahawks ranked 13th and 15th, respectively, among the 30 teams. Compare them to two teams like the San Francisco 49ers, who gave $2.5 million in charities in 2011.
Wow.
I wonder if there's any state tax benefits that influence this.
Don't know. That's excellent
a good point.
There you go, being pragmatic while we're trying to be bleeding hearts. That's right. Yeah, we're trying to be bleeding hearts. You're going, wait a minute. Let's talk about the bottom line here.
Incentives matter.
That's exactly right. Why is it such a great idea? All right, here's a device for the shopaholic in your life. Would not recommend this for Valentine's Day. It's a new high-tech handbag that will lock itself if you spend too much money. It's called the iBag. An Australian company has created it. Not affiliated with Apple, even though it's got the little I there, at least until Apple sues them and tells them to quit.
Right.
Until that cease and desist letter gets there from the attorney. But it sounds like it really should be. The bag contains a sensor to track your spending, and it will automatically lock if it senses your walking into your favorite store and flashes lights and sends a text to your responsible other to let you know you have entered the danger zone.
Friendly reminder, Valentine's Day is coming.
Man,
I bought you a new purse, honey.
I don't know if we have this or not, but apparently a police sketch has been dubbed as the worst ever, and it was in Lamar County. Have we seen it?
No.
Okay, Lamar County, that's where Paris is. Paris is the county seat of Lamar County. Anyway, the Lamar County Sheriff's Department released the drawing last week in an attempt to catch a mugging suspect. The sketch was so bad, it went viral across some social media. But, believe it or not, the cartoon-like sketch actually led the crook to being caught. Police officer saw the crude drawings, says he immediately recognized the suspect. What a sad situation that is. The unidentified bandit has since been charged with aggravated robbery, burglary, criminal mischief, and evading arrest. So,
it doesn't look anything like him, but I'm glad it worked.
Hey, as long as there's an officer who was able to put it together, that's all that matters.
Certainly.
And able to make the arrest. That's okay. But, I mean, who drew it? I have no idea. You got any background on that? Who happened to have drawn this thing?
I don't think they sign them.
what I'm saying is, if this artist is the paid artist for that police department or sheriff's office,
it really looks like a scan of a Woolly Willy minus the red nose.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you are.
All righty.
Yeah, I got that going. All right, a high schooler in Chicago allegedly threatened a teacher with a BB gun. 14-year-old student at Boiling Brook High School charged with aggravated assault after police say that he threatened to shoot his teacher for giving him a bad grade. Incident led to a complete lockdown of the school. Luckily, police say the incident was over in 6 minutes due to the swift reaction of our security team, staff, and students. How does he get the BB gun into, I guess it was a he, how does he get the BB gun into, no, it doesn't say. Oh, yeah, he threatened, yeah. How does a BB gun get into the school in the first place?
No.
Because, my thought is, don't a lot of them have metal detectors now? No, sure. All right, so 720.
Question, would you rather pay over $400 for your phone bill or less than $300? Obviously the cheaper one, right? What if that cheaper option also gave you more for your money? Even better, right? That's exactly what Downtown IT has brought to Aggieland, a high-performance business phone system for lower cost than the phone company. This new phone system provides automated call logging, transfer extensions, unlimited long-distance calling, call routing, and many other features. Now, you're probably thinking, there is no way you get more and actually pay less. But it's true. Downtown IT's premium internet phone service gives you more for your money and can save you over 30% off your phone bill every month. Call us or visit us online to learn how we can upgrade your business's phone system while downgrading the amount you're paying for it. Visit downtownit.net or call 979-599-5999 to learn more. That's 979-599-5999 or visit downtownit.net.
Margaret Meese is a dedicated public servant and attorney. She does not use a cookie-cutter approach often seen in the judicial system. Instead, Margaret Meese analyzes each individual case, separate and apart, and evaluates all points, including the ones that are most often overlooked. Many times in criminal matters, it's challenging at best to properly weigh and balance the interests of the state, the defendant, and the victim. Margaret Meese is determined to achieve justice. Go to votemeese.com.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
721, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's a scam out of, I think Bill McGuire might have mentioned this. It's a new scam targeting the curiosity of consumers, and the Better Business Bureau wants to remind you that curiosity not only kills the cat, but could also run up your cell phone bill. BBB in Chicago and in Northern Illinois issued a warning about consumers having this new one-ring cell phone scam. The scam uses a computer to send out thousands of calls to random cell phone numbers. The call rings once, then it disconnects. Victim decides to call the number back, charge $19.95, and then $9 per minute for the duration of the call. Chargers then appear on the victim's monthly cell phone bill. The one-ring scam comes on the heels of the BBB warning that a new credit card scam using small and relatively unnoticeable charges out there. Victims had noticed some unexplained charges of $9.84.
Yeah, that's exactly what the one I saw, too.
From an unfamiliar website on their credit card statement, they report the scammers had are charging stolen credit card numbers with these little, again, $9.84, because it's such a minor sum, you might not notice it. But again, you add it up. And the one, you know, I get a one-ring call. I'm not going to really return that anyway, I don't think. Obviously, if it doesn't have somebody's name on it. All right, how would you like this for a classmate? Chaz Rorick knows a little bit about U.S. American presidents, a little more than most high schoolers, so he took to, dressing and posing like presidents. After watching a documentary, he noticed that his outfit matched President Truman's, so he decided to impersonate him. Then he decided to get started doing presidential selfies on Instagram. Encouraged by his father and his friends, the teenager now has impersonated every president. He's done a president every day, regardless of how busy he was. He's got an Instagram link that you can go find someplace. A kid who's dressing up like presidents. Just saying. Tell me about this anonymous sharing app called Secret. You know anything about this, Patrick?
Not Secret, nope.
But you know about others? Whisper,
Snapchat.
Okay, well, this is
secret sharing app.
The recycling of ideas is growing in the smartphone world. It says here, as indicated by the release of Secret, which is a new app that appears to be another version of Whisper, which in turn is basically an app version of Post Secret. You know any of those?
Nope.
Secret is a messaging app that allows users to anonymously share secrets with members of their social circle. Like, you know, you get your group and you do that. Now, this other one, Whisper, will allow you to share a secret with anybody else. Does this sound like people who have nothing to do?
Yes.
And again, I don't know how personal the secrets can be, but that needs to be a consideration. Now, whether Secret or Whisper or these other anonymous messaging apps are actually anonymous is up for debate. A recent Forbes piece noted that Whisper tracks its users, so of course it can monitor. And yeah, as a result, because obviously what they're looking for is monetizing these things, no matter what they happen to be. But it would seem that why would you need to have some sort of a special social network to not only share secrets, but make secrets up and then share them.
The only thing I found while searching for this is an iceberg, and at the tip of it, it says what my friends know about me. The below the water portion is what my whisper peeps know about me.
And yet you don't know about this.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, too. It scares me. I think people are assuming that if their name isn't associated with whatever they're saying, no one knows what they're doing.
you really do. I mean, no. Yeah,
you pay
right.
for your phone with a credit card. Yeah. Somehow this is tied to you.
Yeah, they will find you. They do know who you are. And other people can, too. And I guess it's just not enough to be able to tell people about yourself. You need to make things up, maybe, and use it as secrets in these apps, too.
Write it down on a piece of paper and burn it. Golly.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Where's your tinfoil hat today?
True backwards technology. All right, 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Not the best when it comes to the weather, actually. Today is an okay day, but we have some rain coming in tonight. Look for a high temperature today, and mostly we'll have clouds. We're not going to have too much sunshine out there today. 48 for a high, 42 for a low tonight, again with a 60% chance of rain tonight. And then tomorrow, a little warmer at 61, but still that chance of showers out there. Then on Tuesday night, we're at 37. The numbers for Wednesday are 49 for the high and 28 for the low. And then down to 38 for a high on Thursday. And maybe a freeze on Thursday night as well with a little bit of rain out there. So kind of nasty weather this week. Look for right now, we've got winds out of the north at 12. The chill factor is 27, 89% relative humidity, overcast skies, and our air temp is 35.
In the community, covering the stories that impact your life.
Our promise to provide up-to-the-minute information that impacts you.
The Brazos Valley is growing, and you need informative news.
And accurate weather that affects you and forecasts to help you.
Make a change and join us weeknights at 6 and 10.
KAGS HD News. Local people living here, working here. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KAGS HD. Join Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Of all the new studies, and there are tons every week, this is one of the best. Now, unfortunately, it wasn't conducted here. It is from New Zealand. The principal at Swanson Primary School decided to take part in a university experiment. The onerous safety rulebook for the playground was ripped up. The children were set free. Something remarkable happened. The children took responsibility for their own behavior. The results? A drop in bullying. Serious injuries and vandalism incidents declined. And get this, concentration levels in classrooms rose. The principal says, we want kids to be safe and to look after them, but we end up wrapping them in cotton wool when in fact they should be able to fall over. Mudslides, skateboarding, tree climbing kept the children happy and busy. The school no longer needed a timeout area. A professor who worked on the study, Grant Schofield, explains that society is so obsessed with protecting kids that we ignore the benefits of risk-taking. You can't teach them that, he said. They have to learn risk on their own terms. It doesn't develop by watching TV. They have to get out there. Now, incidentally, teachers were aghast when the study was first proposed, but now they and parents and students are a lot happier. It's a no-brainer, said Schofield. As far as implementations, a zero-cost game in most cases, and all you're doing is abandoning rules. This is a study worth replicating here, folks, and there's an added benefit. You tire the kids out so much, they can't smart off back to the teacher the rest of the day. It's a win-win.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. The Bryan City Council is holding a special meeting this morning where final action could be taken on changes regulating towing companies and imposing restrictions on payday lenders. Mayor Jason Byinski says the final draft for controlling wrecker companies who handle tows requested by the city represents a fair and equitable solution.
We had a four-page amendment to everything. So we had a lot of concerns, a lot of suggestions for change, and we made a lot of those suggestions given by the towing operators. A lot of those were made at the last minute. So, it may not be a perfect ordinance. If there's room for improvement, we can always go back and amend those ordinances.
Also up for adoption are new regulations for payday lenders in Bryan. It's something Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton has been promoting for years.
At the seminar in 2008, one thing that I learned that impacted me tremendously was if people don't have a bank account, if they don't have some way to access their money, over the course of their lifetime, they will spend $40,000 just to have money to use. You know, that's wrong.
Council members heard last week from a representative of a trade group asking to delay action on the city level because they say new federal regulations are on the way. There are 8 contested races for Brazos County political positions in the March 4th primary. If you want to choose, voter registrar Christy Rose says the registration deadline is today.
We do need people to check their new voter cards that they got, make sure everything is accurate on there. If something is wrong, now is the time to fix it. If someone has been registered in another county and they've moved into Brazos County, they need to register new in Brazos County.
6 of the locally contested races involve Republican candidates. That includes the House District 12 seat, the 361st District Judge position, 3 of the 4 Justice of the Peace slots, and 1 of the Constable positions. Brazos County Democrats living in Precinct 4 have 2 contested races, one for Commissioner and the other for Justice of the Peace. College Station firefighters arriving quickly to a Friday afternoon house fire helped save more than just the house. A Doberman found unconscious inside the single-family home on Hartford Drive near Victoria and Graham was resuscitated. A photo is online at WTW.com. The 3 renters were not at the home at the time. The cause of the fire has not been determined. Video surveillance from 2 College Station retailers caught a former fireman in his work clothes shoplifting. While 43-year-old Bond Donahoe of Bryan is out of jail on bond, detectives say their investigation continues and more charges are possible. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the first incident involved taking a $579 tool set from Lowe's.
And then had proceeded to the return desk, then returned it, stating that he did not have a receipt. He was issued a refund for the value of the tool set in the form of a gift card.
Donahoe is also accused of stealing a $300 camera from Target. A College Station City spokesman says Donahoe resigned from the apartment. Department. College Station police caught a driver stopping past the stop line at Fitch in Arrington. The traffic stop led to the discovery of 4 pounds of high-grade marijuana.
This marijuana has an estimated street value of approximately $13,000. Additionally, we were able to seize almost $2,000 in U.S. currency that we believe is tied to the sale and distribution of illegal narcotics.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the driver of the SUV was acting as if he was trying to hide the items before pulling over. 24-year-old Wesley Smirak of Brazoria was arrested for felony possession of marijuana. College Station police responded early yesterday morning to a pair of disorderly conduct arrests involving guns. No shots were fired in the, that's about the second incident. We'll get to that in a moment. There was gunfire in an apartment complex near Harvey Mitchell and Welburn. According to the arrest report, when police confronted 20-year-old Joel Friedman of Spring, he fired a shot in the air. Before police arrived, there was gunfire when Friedman slammed his friend into a car, and the friend fired two shots at Friedman. No one was hit by any of the gunfire, and the friend was not arrested. Friedman was arrested for public intoxication, evading police, and assaulting the friend, along with firing his gun. Police say additional charges and arrests are possible. Officers were told Friedman was in town celebrating his birthday. Then in Northgate, there was a case of road rage at a parking garage. According to the arrest report, a Camaro was stopped and was blocking other vehicles from leaving the garage. When the other motorists started honking their horns, the driver of the Camaro, 23-year-old Joshua Stone of Rockwall, got out and verbally confronted the other drivers. Stone returned to his car but did not pull away. The horn honking resumed. Then Stone is accused of getting out again, this time pointing a handgun. An off-duty constable then detained Stone until police arrived and made the arrest. No shots were fired in this case. WTAW News Time is 7:35, approaching 7:36. It's 35 degrees. More news at 7, 8 o'clock, or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
The 2014 Spring Bridal Show and Benefit is this Sunday, February 9th at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road. Visit over 100 booths featuring local wedding professionals with everything you'll need to plan your perfect day. Tickets are $20 at the door or $15 in advance online at babv.org. Purchase your tickets today to double your odds of winning the $1,000 wedding shopping spree. Proceeds benefit the Pink Alliance, so log on now to babv.org and we'll see you this Sunday at the Bridal Show. That's babv.org.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. Tax time is here. Don't procrastinate. Bottom Line Bookkeeping can prepare your taxes now. From simple to complicated, from personal to corporate, we are ready now. Call us today, 691-2345, to set up your appointment. 691-2345. Thank you for voting Bottom Line Bookkeeping the best in tax preparation for 9 consecutive years. After over 30 years, you know that you're more than just a number to us.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Considerable cloudiness for today. Breezy and cool with temperatures between 45 and 50. Cloudy tonight. Chance for a shower. Overnight lows 40 to 45. More clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower or two in the morning, 60 to 65. Through the afternoon, skies may brighten. It should become clear tomorrow night with lows of 35 to 40. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon are going to be somewhere between 45 and 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Super Bowl, we had one of those yesterday. Also, A&M men's and women's basketball, high school action, and more. We'll do it for you here in about 15 minutes.
There you are. All right, so the Super Bowl ads. Everybody probably had their favorites and not so favorites. And then there was some that you're just going, you know, it costs $4 million. Why did you do that? And first, I mean, before we actually talk, and, you know, 695-1620 if you want to join us. I don't understand why they advertise so many movies. Can you tell me that? I mean, because they do. They show a lot of ads for movies during the Super Bowl. And that doesn't... Of course, I don't know. I'm not a movie guy anymore. So I'll see movies from time to time, but not very much. So, yeah, any thoughts on why they do that?
If they're trying to gross over $1 billion... Wait, how much do movies make?
There are a few. There are a couple of them made over $2 billion. That's true, but... I mean,
right now, Frozen's at $400 million, just to give you an idea.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking $4 million. I don't know how they work money. They do fancy things over there with money.
Well, I mean, I know you got a big audience, and that's fine, and if you got a real grabber as far as a trailer is concerned, but how often are trailers only the good part of the movie? So, anyway, exactly. High points, low points as far as y'all are concerned?
Enjoyed a lot of the heartfelt Budweiser ads again.
The Budweiser parade ad was pretty good.
Well, you know, and again, that's something that they started a couple of years ago, right? I think guys walking through an airport terminal was the first, one. And so veterans coming home has been something that has worked for a long time. And that one, again, was pretty good. The one I kind of enjoyed that was unexpected was the Radio Shack ad.
That was a good commercial.
And what one of the things I liked about it is, you know, if you don't know, Radio Shack is having some problems. I mean, from a business standpoint, they are not doing well.
Well, they tried to change their name to just The Shack.
Yeah, no, that didn't work. But, I mean, basically what they did, and if you remember the ad, they have a bunch of 80s icons in there, I guess you'd call them. Dee Snider, Mary Lou Retton, the guy from Chips, whatever his name
is. Eric Estrada.
Yeah, that's right.
The California Raisins.
Right.
Yeah.
And they come in and basically ransack the store.
Chucky and Alf.
Yeah, they did. Right.
It was bedlam.
It was. And, you know, they said, you know, the hook line was the 80s called and they want their store back. And so what you're going to see now is refitted stores, basically. The M&M's ad with a little yellow M&M in the trunk.
the Russian
was a little ominous. WeatherTech, the people who make the mats for the vehicles, that was kind of an interesting ad. Now SodaStream, we talked about SodaStream not being in there because
they got booted.
They did, but what she did, Scarlett Johansson starred in that, and she changed the last line of the ad. And as a result, Coke and Pepsi weren't angry.
Because that wasn't planned the entire time.
That's it. Now, another Coke and Pepsi ad, the one, I guess, the kiddo who ran all the way to Lambeau Field, that was kind of cute. But,
oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but Kevin, you're telling me that, the kid gets a fumble and he runs and runs and runs and he ends up at... He ends up at Lambeau Field, and the groundskeeper hands him a Coke.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
But you said that there was another Coke ad that people didn't.
Yeah, it was the Coke ad, America. Here, it's just a second of it. What in the world is going on with my computer?
Yeah, okay. What they did is they took some song. Oh, here we go.
It's just America the Beautiful in 37 different languages.
Oh, okay. Fine.
And people hated it.
I liked it.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was touching. I thought at first I didn't like it because I didn't understand. I was like, what's going on here? But I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay. T-Mobile.
Oh, I like those.
You know, they did a graphics only ad,
which I liked a lot,
which scored pretty well. And then there was Tim Tebow.
Which was funny.
It was great.
Again, making fun of yourself. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I didn't get the Bud Light late night commercial. You know?
No, there's a much longer 3.5-minute video that makes way more sense, they stripped it down to that, and no.
I may go there, and I may not. Intuit. I have no idea why Intuit spent money. I have no idea why TurboTax spent money. I mean, their ads were absolutely horrible, at least in my version. Colbert.
I thought that was pretty good.
I thought it was funny.
It was. It was like a two-part ad, two 15-second ads. The GoDaddy ads missed completely.
Yeah.
For guys who have done a pretty good job in the past, I think they missed completely. I didn't understand why Budweiser felt like they had to spend $4 million to talk about a twist-off cap on a blue bottle.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
That's been around for a year and a half.
That's right.
Years.
It's not like it's a new product, but again, they've got tons of money to spend. Hello.
Yeah, the Coke ad with all the America the Beautiful in multiple languages.
Yeah.
I think the reason that was so upsetting is because it just should have been in straight English.
Well, again, it's America, right? Isn't it America?
And
we speak American.
Well, and if they want to be here, and then they ought to speak American,
too. Well, we were talking about the press one for English the other day, and from that perspective, I get it. But from just because Coke is worldwide, and these people are singing America the Beautiful, I'm not offended by the fact that other people think our country's great.
Okay.
Because it is.
You're right. Okay, I like that. All right, so here we go. These are the ones that people really thought were awful. These are the bottom five. The Bud Light Cool Twist, that's the blue one we mentioned there.
With Arnold playing ping pong?
Yeah. Crunch Time with Subway. I don't think I saw that. Sprint's Family Plan. GoDaddy the Bodybuilder, that's the guys running in the street to the spray tan place. And DreamWorks' Need for Speed, once again, a commercial for a movie.
Yeah, that one was just kind of meh.
Yeah, didn't understand
I didn't
that.
Like the Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, that was
bad either.
Yeah,
the Matrix.
Singing opera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choose the red key.
I thought that he probably had enough money, but maybe not. Okay, here are your top six or seven. Technology by Microsoft, their ad. General Mills Cheerios, that's the little kiddo.
That was cute with the word she traded up for a dog.
It was. Sixth Sense, that's the Hyundai. Phone Call, Radio Shack. Time Machine Doritos, where the guy gets in the box.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was a cute ad. Another one, Heroes Welcome, which you mentioned. The Cowboy Kid Doritos ad, that's where the brother and sister are fighting for the Doritos, and the little girl gets on the big dog. And the number one was Puppy Love. And then let's take a call. Hey there.
Hello, how are you today?
It's good, and you?
Just fine. Hey, did anybody during the Super Bowl see the commercial that was leading into the new 24 season?
Yes, I did
see that. Yeah, with Jack Bauer shooting the gun and screaming. Yeah, thanks a lot.
A lot of people were talking about that on Twitter.
Yeah, and John Krasinski, who did the first ad after the game was over, Esurance, he's been doing the voiceover for them for a long time. Hello?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that the Cheerios ad was actually in response to last year's ad. They did the same people and got a lot of anger because they had a mixed race couple.
Oh, okay.
And then this year it was the same couple now with a child and expecting another one.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And she wants a dog.
And she wants a well, she negotiated the puppy in the deal. Hello.
Yeah, that was great.
Good morning. On that Matrix ad with what's his face singing in the back seat?
Yeah.
Did you see his lips move?
Oh,
They did something.
It's
that
like
was
they blew a hair dryer in
there. Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, open your mouth, and then we're going to blow this fan at you like going a million miles an hour and see how all that works for you. That's,
I did like the Maserati ad. I thought that was kind of neat.
It was intense.
Well, you know, and we were talking about that, and everybody going, God, what a lousy ad, but I said, all you got to do is sell one.
Yeah.
You know, for what that thing costs, all you got to do is sell one
or
of those.
Or Kia luxury cars?
I
didn't look it up. So I think it was Frito across the hall. He said $65,000 for a Kia.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just, there's just, you need to, understand that's true. One thing that we ought to mention on that Puppy Love commercial, they used 17 Clydesdales and 8 Golden Lab puppies, and they shot 60 scenes to come up with that.
Holy cow.
The director of that commercial was Jake Scott, whose father is Ridley Scott.
Oh, okay. I wonder.
Okay. Ridley Scott is the one who directed the famous 1984 ad for Super Bowl before. And then your Chrysler Iconic commercial, you know,
Bob Dylan can actually talk.
He really can. He can. You know, and it was amazing. I'm going, I think that's him.
Is there anything more American than America?
Oh, I got some news in there. What a shame. You know, the thing is, it had such a great.
Oh, here, I got it.
I got it. Here's the end. Yeah, go ahead. You got it?
I got it. Hang on just a second. I'm getting to the very end of it.
Because, again, he's walking through. I'm going, that is Bob Dylan. All right.
We will build your car.
You know how our family has.
You got the same thing I did. Never mind. Trash audio.
No, this isn't. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, that's right.
No, kill it.
Pretty soon.
Anyway.
You're going to have a big.
That's me.
I was going to say, that's not me.
Go ahead.
Here's the very end of it again.
We will build your car.
I don't know why it was in a pool hall. Can you tell me why it was in a pool hall?
Because that just screams America.
Hello.
Hi, I thought the one with the
He was for Ford with the cows and the you sexy thing.
The sexy cows.
Oh, there's Chevy. Oops. It was Chevy rather than Ford.
The sexy cows was funny.
Yeah,
though.
It was kind of cute. And then there was a second one later on, I think, after the game was over, that it was a short follow up of that. All right, anyway, there are your Super Bowls, or some of them. 7:49.
This month, Rattlers has specials for just about everyone. Want breakfast but in a hurry, and what a great deal? Stop by any Rattlers convenience store and buy any Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich and grab a small cup of coffee or any small fountain drink for free. Has the cold weather and traffic got you down, or are you just plain running out of energy? Then get any two robust energy drinks for only $3. Of course, don't forget there's still lots of sports on TV, so pick up an 18-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $16.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The next time it rains, take a close look at the rainbow it leaves behind. Your reaction may indicate whether you've lost one of the most precious parts of your childhood. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Ask an adult where a rainbow comes from, and chances are they'll offer a detailed explanation about sunlight refracting through water droplets in the air. Ask a young child, however, and immediately stories of adventure and distant lands fill the room. On the surface, the difference between these answers is obvious. A child simply isn't capable of understanding scientific concepts. And of course, that's true. But I think it reveals something else as well. As we grow toward adulthood, we too easily lose our sense of wonder. For adults, life is often reduced to practical and carefully managed precepts. We have important decisions to make, after all, which require a balance of adult characteristics like intelligence, responsibility, and a legitimate understanding of our society and the world. But as we mature and develop our minds, the imagination, mystery, and awe we once had as a child gets left behind. So what are we to do? How about a stroll in the rain without an umbrella? Maybe a barefoot walk through the grass or on the beach? Watch the sunrise or set? Or stop and smell a flower? Things like these aren't understood with our usual adult sensibilities. Instead, they stir our hearts and can only be appreciated with a childlike sense of wonder. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking. 24 hours a day, she was shedding all the time. And it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:52. East Rutherford, New Jersey, on the not-so-frozen tundra, Russell Wilson methodically tossed a pair of touchdown passes, and the Seahawks captured their first NFL championship with a dominating and soul-crushing 43-8 victory over the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 48. Wilson knew that they'd have a crack at it this year after their run last year.
First of all, God is so good, man. He brought me here a mighty long way, and so, you know, the other thing is my teammates are just incredible. You know, we've been relentless all season. Ever since we lost Atlanta last year in the playoffs, I remember having that good feeling. I was like, man, we're gonna go to the Super Bowl. And it all started with the championship offseason that we had, and just going into training camp and just having that mentality of having a championship every day. And tonight was just unbelievable. The thing you want to do at the end of the season, you want to play your best football. And that's what we did tonight. And our 12th man fans are the best in the world.
Well, 12th man that you're allowed to use from A&M, but anyway. It was the most lopsided Super Bowl win since Dallas shellacked Buffalo 52-17 back in 1993. To the victor goes the spoil. Linebacker Malcolm Smith was never thought to be a Super Bowl MVP, but he was after recovering a fumble and returning Peyton Manning's interception 69 yards for a TD. The Seahawks star became the third linebacker to win the Super Bowl MVP.
I'm just here to represent the defense, honestly. I played a role tonight where I had a couple opportunities, and you've seen guys all year make those kind of plays, and tonight was my turn, and I'm here, but it's definitely on behalf of them.
And last little side note from the Super Bowl, an Alabama jewelry store had to provide refunds to 400 people to the tune of about $70,000 plus for a Facebook post that said, any purchase of jewelry, gift card, or payments made or on layaway or special orders will be refunded if there's a safety in the Super Bowl. 12 seconds into the Super Bowl, there was a safety. On out to A&M Athletics, where the Fighting Texagi men's basketball team suffered their fifth straight setback Saturday afternoon.
Game's going to end here. They'll win it 69-36.
Number three, Florida Gators had their way with the pulling down 59 rebounds in Gainesville. The Aggies return to action Wednesday at Reed Arena when they host Mississippi State. Tip-off for that game at 8 o'clock here on 1620 WTAW. Vandy's Morgan Beatty hit two free throws with just 2.2 seconds left to have number 16 Vandy beat up A&M 71-69 in just a soul crusher. Carla Gilbert led the Aggies with a career high of 26 points. In high school basketball action, the Bryan men ran away from Lufkin 59-43. College Park beat A&M Consolidated 65-49. Montgomery edged Rutter 59-53, but it took overtime to do it. Navasota ran past Madisonville 81-78. College Station creamed Taylor 98-70, and Snook bounced Iola 72-46. On the ladies' side, the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers thrashed College Park 58-29, Lufkin over Bryan 49-28. Madisonville beat Navasota 56-38. Taylor was a winner over College Station 54-47, and Allen Academy more than doubled up Waco Methodist 48-20. On out of more NCAA hoops, where after previously undefeated top-ranked Arizona fell to California Saturday night, the string of upsets kept on to come Sunday. The 10th-ranked Michigan Wolverines lost to Indiana 63-52. More Aggie athletics. Fighting Texas Aggie hockey won a pair over the weekend against North Texas, winning 6-2-4-2. They are waiting now to find out if they'll advance into the playoffs. Texas A&M finished second in team scoring in track and field, but the good news is the Aggies had a pair of world-leading performances with Dion Lindor in the 400-meter, and the women's 4x400-meter relay teams both finished with the best times so far on the planet. Quick scheduling note, the number 5 Texas A&M's golf team will tee things up at the TPC at Sawgrass in the C Best Invitational. And since we're on golf, Kevin Stadler got a one-shot victory over Bubba Watson and Graham DeLeet in the Phoenix Open. This was his first PGA Tour win. Stadler's victory makes him and his father, former Masters champ Craig Stadler, the 9th father and son team to win in tour history. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. This time of year, rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. No matter what kind of rodents have moved in with you, ABC can eliminate them. We'll close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may already be in your home. Plus, all of our technicians undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with ABC on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Margaret Meese is a dedicated public servant and attorney, and she does not use a cookie-cutter approach often seen in the judicial system. Instead, Margaret Meese analyzes each individual case separate and apart and evaluates all points, including the ones that are most often overlooked. In family law, it's difficult at best to properly weigh and balance the interests of the husband, wife, and more importantly, the children to reach a win-win resolution, and Margaret has such an ability. Go to VoteMeese.com. Political ad paid for by Margaret.
Margaret Meese.
This month, Rattlers has specials for just about everyone. Want breakfast but in a hurry and want a great deal? Stop by any Rattlers convenience store and buy any Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich and grab a small cup of coffee or any small fountain drink for free. Has the cold weather and traffic got you down, or are you just plain running out of energy? Then get any two robust energy drinks for only $3. Of course, don't forget there's still lots of sports on TV. So pick up an 18-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $16.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, you got the story about that Alabama jeweler. He's done this before. We'll talk about that.
Oh,
the next
really?
Oh, yeah. This isn't even the biggest payout he's had.
So yikes.
We'll talk about that later on. Right now, let's talk about weather. 48 for a high today, 42 tonight with a 60% chance of rain. There'll be a 60% chance of rain tomorrow as well with a high of 61, about 37 on Friday night. Then a high of 49 on Wednesday and a high of 38 on Thursday. Sorry, that's what we got. Winds out of the north at 12 right now. 27 is the chill factor, overcast, and it's 35. The weather brought to you by United Roofing. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.